This
is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largy. Hey, nobody likes being stuck in traffic, but when you are, it's good to make the best of it. People watching is one way to do that. That's how this next story came to us as part of our Hi, Who Are You series. It's about a woman whose curiosity was piqued by a really big bird and the man who trains it. KUT's Mose Bushel has the story.
Stacey Ferguson's afternoon commutes usually sound something like this.
Aw, what's your brother doing?
Hi. I leave work, pick up the kids, thinking about what I'm going to make for dinner.
She's got a 2.5-year-old and an 8-month-old.
Maybe you should sing them a song.
She says they usually wind up stuck in traffic.
So sometimes I'm sitting there for a little while, and I get a chance to kind of observe.
And earlier this year, she saw something new. They were next to a big field they pass every day, and she saw a man with a bird, a really big bird.
And the first time I thought he was out there maybe training a dog, then I got a closer look and I realized it was a giant bird.
She says it kind of knocked her out of her routine. And after that, she started noticing the guy day after day, wondering.
Do you think we'll see the man with the bird?
What kind of bird was it? Yeah. Probably a falcon or a hawk. Who was this guy? A falconer? Did he work for the zoo? She wanted to pull over and get some answers, but she never did.
I didn't want to scare the bird, and I also didn't want to scare my kids in the car, so I didn't get out.
Then, a couple months after she started seeing him, he vanished.
Okay, here we are.
So a few weeks after that, she took me to the spot where he'd been. It's a field next to a church. It looks like part of it might be a stormwater retention pond.
I don't know if he hasn't been out here lately because it's been raining so much.
She's hoping I could use my investigative reporting skills to track the guy down. Maybe introduce him and his bird to her and her family.
Maybe get the chance to meet a really beautiful bird.
So she left, and I began to employ the power of journalism. The first thing I noticed was a sign in the field.
It says Southwest Christian Church. So this land here must belong to the church.
What can I say? I'm a pro.
Starting with the church makes a lot of sense to me. So I'm going to go see if anybody's in there. Doesn't seem like anyone's home here.
So next, I decided to stand in the exact spot in the field where Stacy saw the guy, to take a look at things from his perspective.
Facing me across the street is a business, and there's a front window looking right out at my location. So whoever works there might have some good info for me.
Kind of an odd question for you. The woman who worked there was named Natasha Adams. And yes, she spends her days looking out that window. But she says she's never seen a bird.
No, sir, I have not.
What have you seen here?
I have seen a gentleman training his German Shepherd.
Her answer made me nervous. I couldn't help but think back to what Stacy said about her first sighting of the Birdman. You remember this?
And the first time I thought he was out there maybe training a dog.
Doubts began creeping in.
There was a guy training his dog, though?
I'm only seeing a dog.
I decided to knock on one more door before I called it a day. A woman answered. Her name was Paula Meehan.
I don't know, do you ever see a guy with a bird?
Uh-huh.
You do? Okay, all right, so it's not, okay.
Yeah.
All right, at least the bird was a bird. Paula said probably a falcon or a hawk. She told me she used to watch the guy training it from her front yard.
And he'll sit on his arm, he puts his arm out, and then the bird will fly to the box, and then when he blows the whistle, it comes back and lands on his arm.
And do you have any idea who this guy is?
No, I have no idea.
She said she took a picture of him once, but she deleted it. Also, he had stopped coming to the neighborhood. But I had one more idea. I figured the community of people who train these birds was probably pretty tight-knit. So I went home and I joined the Texas Hawking Facebook group. I sent out a general inquiry, and presto. A couple weeks later, I was back in that field.
My name is Max Spock, and
My hawk's name is Caesar, even though it's a female.
Turns out there were a few falconers that operated in this area, but Max was the one who definitely used this park.
Oh, it looks like maybe Stacy's here. Hi, Stacy. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi, Max.
Spock,
Hi,
how do you do?
Stacy, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
She came with her husband Patrick and her kids, Finn and Kai.
Who's on your shirt?
Minnie Mouse.
Our photographer, Jorge Sanhueza Lion, also came.
Oh, hey. I'm all right.
Before he introduced us to Caesar, Max told his story. He said he'd been interested in birds of prey since college, but it takes a lot of work and investment to become a falconer. You need to pass a test, get permitted by the state, and do 2 years of work with a mentor. Max is known as an apprentice falconer.
I trapped my first bird back in September, end of September of last year, near Granger Lake.
That was Caesar, a red-tailed hawk. Now, I had no idea that it worked this way, but falconers get their birds from the wild. They train them to be hunting partners.
Yeah, the first week was White Knuckle's experience because she would startle easily.
But in the case of Caesar, training her was easier because she was very sick with parasites.
So I think that's what helped her habituate to me, is because sometimes people trap a bird that's well-fed and healthy, and it won't even eat for 3 days.
You might have saved her life.
Perhaps.
One more thing about Caesar. At this time of year, she's molting, shedding her feathers and growing new ones. That's why he had stopped bringing her to the field. It also meant there was no guarantee she would fly. But he was willing to give it a shot, so he brought her out.
She's beautiful. Oh my gosh.
She was a dappled white-brown and a rusty red, with intense raptor's eyes and a 4-foot wingspan. He set her on a perch in the field, ran a tether to keep her away from power lines. Then he walked several steps back. Jorge, our photographer, positioned himself behind the bird, and the rest of us waited to see if she would fly. We waited. But instead of flying, Caesar did something else.
Watch out. That's a
Did you get hit?
Oh, yeah.
Caesar pooped on Jorge.
Here. It was pretty incredible, the
velocity.
Yes.
Quantity. It was.
We moved a little further back. Max began to blow a whistle. At first, the bird seemed uninterested, but after a while, she spread her wings and leapt from her perch to his gloved arm.
Wow!
What'd the bird do?
That belonged here.
Yeah, that bird flew onto there, huh?
So that's the story of how Stacy and her family met the Birdman. Max says eventually he'd like to do educational outreach about falconry. In a year, he'll release Caesar back into the wild and find another bird to train.
This is such a treat. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm amazed.
That's my pleasure.
That means he'll be back out there. And Stacy and her kids will keep their eyes open on their afternoon commute, hoping for a glimpse of a giant bird. Moz Bouchel, KUT News.
There's more in our Hi, Who Are You series and the rest of our AT Explained stories at atexplained.org. You can ask your own question there. You can nominate someone for Hi, Who Are You? Or you can subscribe to this podcast. That's all at atexplained.org, atexplained.org. If you subscribe to the podcast, leave us a review. It would really help us out. And if you appreciate what you hear on this podcast, you can help support it. Go to kut.org. Click the donate button to help support everything we do at KUT, including AT Explained. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largie.